This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, July 4, night. Our reading comes from John chapter 3. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus. "And do you not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. When I worked in full-time youth ministry, I was available to students 24/7. I would play board games with them until very late at night, meet them for coffee any time of day or night, and get up early to have breakfast with them. I loved those times with students, but they were exhausting. I was younger then, and maybe didn't need as much sleep as I do now. Just thinking back to those days makes me feel like I need a nap. How fortunate for us that Jesus doesn't get exhausted. During his teaching ministry on earth, he needed sleep and times of refreshment away from people. But today, at the right hand of God, he's praying for us always. Even when he was living here, he didn't tell Nicodemus not to bother him at night. Jesus was available to people who wanted to spend time with him. The same is true today. When I wake up in the middle of the night worried about things at work, or my family, or whatever else is going on in my life, Jesus is there to listen to me. When our kids can't sleep, we remind them to tell God what's bothering them. Our faith can be formed at any time and in any circumstance. Faith formation doesn't take time off at night or on the weekends. It happens all the time, and Jesus is waiting for us and listening to us all the time. Don't be afraid to go to him at any time. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for listening to us all the time. You answer us with gentleness and compassion and meet us exactly where we are. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.